This is WUWM. I'm race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell. Kenosha residents continue to demand justice in the police shooting of Jacob Blake that left him paralyzed from the waist down. Chants of no justice, no peace, and say his name, Jacob Blake, echoed through the streets of downtown Kenosha Saturday as protesters once again rallied to Civic Center Park across the street from a fenced-off Kenosha County courthouse where armed guards stood. Blake's family led the rally, seeking justice for him and for the two men who were killed Tuesday by an armed 17-year-old during a night of protesting. People spoke about a need for change in how Black people are treated in America. Here's Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
We're one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we're going to make sure that we stand up this police department in this community.
Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes added these thoughts.
I look out into this crowd and I look at the Blake family. I see resilience. I see beauty. I see hope. And I see strength. I see some of the strongest people I've ever seen in my life. But that strength is because of the years, the generations, the centuries of injustice, of pain and hurt that we've gone through.
Jacob Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., also spoke. He says he is mad about what happened to his son.
My nature is to protect my son, to stand up for my son when he cannot stand up, to ask the police in this town what gave them the right to attempted murder on my child. What gave them the right to think that my son was an animal? What gave them the right to take something that was not theirs? I'm tired of this. No justice. No justice. And we're not gonna stop.
Folks that were there witnessing this moment agree that what Black people have experienced in this country, especially at the hands of police, can't go on. I gathered the comments of several of them.
What brought me out here is just wanting change. I want to be able to grow up and be successful and be the best person I can be. And I want my little brothers to grow up and be successful as they can be. I don't want them to live in fear anymore. I don't want to be able to live in fear anymore.
A lot of this stuff not right. I got a son raised in this world. I don't want my son out here in 20 years doing the same thing.
I just feel like, you know, we need a change, man. We got to step up. You can't just keep being scared. If you're not going to be here, that's a form of showing that you're not standing up for the cause, because we all got to go through this for real. Like, we wake up every day and we got to worry about being, you know, messed with because of the color of our skin.
We all want the same thing. We want justice. We want equality. So, and that's not only addressing police brutality, but in all areas. And if we all feel and we know and we understand that Black people are disenfranchised and we come together as a people, not only Black people, but everybody who understands and knows that this is a problem and an issue in America and has been for the past 400 years.
Those were the comments of Desmond Walton, Nathaniel Vernado, Dwayne Brantley, and Christina Edwards, some of the roughly 1,000 people who marched for justice for Jacob Blake in Kenosha Saturday. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by the Doman Company Foundation.